Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is a Mean God, already in progress.
Let's go to Luke 11:2. Luke 11:2. We are the temple of God. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. You know, people always talking about, you know, it's going to be nice one day when we get home. You know, he's telling us how to get it done where we can enjoy it right here, right now. He tells us to pray and ask him to put this place, make it like heaven on earth. Do you know that until I learned to pray scripture, I don't remember ever getting an answer to prayer. I prayed a little, not much. You know, if you don't see any results, why pray? And that's where I was as a young man, a young person. I knew my mother prayed. I knew my dad prayed. But I don't know whether they actually saw a lot of results, maybe a little. But I don't think they ever really learned how to pray in faith. I have no idea how, in fact, I say that, and then my mother told me when I got back from Vietnam, she said, I've never seen Dad pray as much as he did while you were in Vietnam. He was so afraid he was going to lose you. So he said, Dad prayed a lot. Well, when I say I may not see any answers to Dad's prayer, I may be an answer to Dad's prayer. Probably very well is. And he prayed diligently for me because he did not want me to get killed over there in Vietnam. And let me tell you, he wasn't the only one. I didn't want to get killed over there in Vietnam either. Amen. I lost several friends in Vietnam. You know, I mean, it's terrible to think about some of these young boys that I went to school with, high school and all that stuff. But they lost their life in Vietnam. War is terrible. You know, people get killed and all kinds of things happen. I hate it. I hate it. I hate war. But it's going to be here. So next verse, verse 3. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, you know, those of us in this room, let me ask this question. When we say, give us this day our daily bread, how many of you have prayed that prayer for your daily bread and asked the Lord to give you daily bread? And just in the last 6 months, have you prayed that at all? Okay, have you really? You know, I don't think most of us pray like that because most of y'all, let me ask you this question. How many of you got at least a $5 bill in your pocket today? How many got at least $5 with you? Okay, so if you got $5 with you and you got it in your pocket, if I need some bread, what do I got to do? Reach back there and get my billfold, go down to the store down there and say, here, I need a little hot dog, you know, for a couple bucks to give me. I can get some to eat, can't ever, Franz? I'm blessed. So because I am so blessed and because you are so blessed and because when I say some of you got $5 in your pocket, some of you may have a lot more than that. And some of you just didn't want to hold up your hand trying to be humble, I guess. But, you know, you have money. Most people in America has a little bit of money, do we not? In fact, I'm going to tell you that from the day I started tithing as a young man in the Air Force years and years and years ago, when I started tithing, the minute I started tithing, I have never been broke again in my life. I have never. I mean, and it seems like the more I give to God, the more he blesses me financially. I don't give to get, but I do give to be blessed. What the scripture says, does it not? Giving it should be given unto you. Is that what it said? Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give into your bosom, for with the same measure you use to give, it shall be returned to you. So if you want to be blessed, you got to learn to give away stuff. Several times I've told Cheryl, well, I'm going to help this guy do this or that. And she said, I knew you would. She said, you don't have to. I said, I don't have to do nothing but die. But if I obey God and do what he says, then I have to help people do certain things. And I've helped a lot of people in my life. I love helping people, don't you? Yeah, I mean, praise the Lord, yeah. James, he said, yeah, praise the Lord. I got tickled at his friend there a while ago. I told him, I said, yeah, James came by here one day and came to church over here, and And he was out of money and out of a place to park. He needed a place to park his RV and everything. So I told him, I said, how long you need to park? He said, well, maybe a month. I said, okay, pull it over to my place and park it. I said, that's been 4, 5, 6 months ago. Since then, I can't get rid of him. He comes over here all the time. He wants me to pay him to work, and he's a good worker. I said, so I got somebody that's a man of God. I said, I can't get rid of him because I don't want to get rid of him. I said, I love the boy. Isn't that amazing? Neither one of us had any idea that day that you come here that we were going to give you a job, we're going to put you to work, and how good a worker you're going to be. And I asked Dave after he'd been working a while, I said, how's James? He said, Thurman, just give James whatever you want him to do and then turn him loose. He'll get it done. I said, okay. Is that the kind of people I like working for me? See, that's just like the Lord when the Lord says, whatever you do, work at Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with how much? All of your heart. Not as unto me, unto man, I mean, but unto me, work as you're working for me to God. And that's what James does. James works like he's working for God. You would think that man, everything he does is working for God. Because as he works for God, God continues to provide him a place to live, continues to provide him enough food and clothing to take care of those, his wonderful wife he's got and all them kids he's got. And them kids, them boys, they still like to eat, don't they, James? I was a young boy myself one time. And boy, I used to love to eat too. I still love to eat. I just don't eat as much as I used to. But give us this day our daily bread. You know, you know, if we did that more often, if we pray for our food and things, it might be a blessing to somebody right beside you. I remember when I took Tim, when he was just 10 years old, we had to go to Oklahoma to a camp. In the school over in Highland Village, where Tim was going to school at the time, they wanted a father to go with every 10 boys. So they just didn't want them boys up there by themselves. So anyway, I thought, well, you don't have to ask me, because if my son's going, I'm going. You know, there ain't no way I'm going to turn him loose up there with all these kids and teachers and men and women and everything else and up there in the wilds and the mountains of Oklahoma without me being there. I can tell you for sure. So I'm going with him. And so I did. I went with Tim. And I remember we got there that first day. And, of course, I had 10 boys at my table. I don't know whether you boys are Christians or what. But I said, boys, before we eat, sit down, get your food. Before we eat, I'm going to pray over this food. And so I stood up and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this food these boys are about to take. In Jesus' name, amen. I said, now you boys can eat. I was the only table out of that whole place that did that. Nobody did that, but I did. The second day, the same thing. There was a lady come over and she says, do you pray after every meal? I said, well, ma'am, are you a Christian? She says, yes. I said, the Word of God tells me to pray over everything. Does it not? So I said, if God's Word says pray over everything, I think He means what He said. Pray over everything. And then another thing He said too, after you pray, what are you supposed to do? Thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for this food. And so, you know, if you pray and you say, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, He will bless that. So now then, this is one of the prayers I've learned to pray. And I've noticed several other people's picking up on this. But I pray like this. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this food that we're about to partake in, this water, liquid tea, whatever it is. And I thank you for this, and I want you to put everything in it our bodies needs, and I want you to take everything out of it our bodies don't need. And if you pray like that, what can God do? He can make it good stuff. So in other words, the prayer, the simple thing that I've learned about God, if I don't pray, God can't answer the prayer I don't pray. But if I pray, once I pray, when I ask God to do something by faith, He can do anything I ask Him for up to what I ask Him for. Now, He won't go beyond. He will not go beyond what you ask for. So is anything I've learned about God in prayer, He is not a shotgun blast God. You can't just say, oh, God, I have all these needs. Please fix them. You ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to get nothing. You need to name them. You need to sit down with Him and say, Lord, I got this problem. First of all, I need money for food today, or I need money for house rent. In fact, I told one of those, maybe I told a couple of people in Michigan, they were having troubles with God. I said, do you sit down and talk to God? No. I said, well, you know, I said, you ever read Jeremiah 33:3? No. You ever read Psalm 91:15? No. I said, well, both those say, call unto me and I will answer you. Is that right? Yeah. Call unto me and I will answer you. So I said, if you quote those scriptures, quote to God, Lord, thank you for just Jeremiah 33:3, Psalm 91:15. I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to draw me up a chair here and I'm going to sit here on this side of the table. And Lord, I'm going to put you a chair right over there. And I'm going to sit here and look you right in the eye. And I'm going to say, Lord, according to your scripture, I need you to talk to me and tell me what you want me to do today. Now, Lord, I thank you and praise you for being the mighty loving God that wants to do what I, things to help me and show me what to do. But I'm asking for help. I need help and I want you to show me in Jesus' name what to do. And then sit there. I said, have you ever done that? And they said, never. I said, if you'll sit there, if you'll do that, and then you'll sit there and you'll just look right into his eyes, I said, you will be amazed at the things that comes to your heart. I said, that's God talking. Is that right, James?
That's right.
That's the way he talks to us. And then they said, once in a while, if you really spend a lot of time with him, you might get really lucky and hear him just speak to you audibly. And that's wonderful, isn't it, Miss Jackie? You've heard God's voice audibly, hadn't you? Amen. And it's ain't nothing like it, is there? Don't you love hearing God's voice?
Amen.
Ask and you shall receive. That's but you got to ask him exactly what you want. Give us this day our daily bread. And I don't think most of us ever do that because we got money. We live in a blessed country, and I don't think we praise God enough. I really don't think we do. I think we're so blessed, we forgot what it's like to be in need. I don't know about you, but I have not had any needs. God has more than met all of my needs. I live in an abundance, don't you? Technically speaking, don't you live in an abundance? Don't you have food in the refrigerator at home right now? You could go home and eat something? You know, I mean, not anybody in here going to go home and not have nothing to eat today, right? Nobody. Okay.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is a Mean God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.